Volodymyr Zelensky. If you said that name a year or so ago outside of Ukraine, most people would have responded with, who? Today? Well, his name recognition, say at least, is the envy of at least every politician I know of. Before ascending to the top of politics in Ukraine, Zelensky was a comedian, an actor, and yeah, that's not exactly a unique path, is it? But my next guest, along with his co-author, Chris McLeod, they have created a new best-selling book that looks at what the man is and decipher why and how he became the man who, well, to put it mildly, has magnified the meaning of leadership. The book is Zelensky, the unlikely Ukrainian hero who defied Putin and united the world. He is a veteran journalist, editor of the Wrongful Convictions Report, contributing writer for The Australian and The Spectator Australia, Andrew Urban. How are you today, Andrew?
Very well. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate the way that you presented the story, which, you know, why write about Zelensky is obvious, but was there something you wanted to either unearth or confirm in a way to make sense for others to appreciate how he became who he is and what he is all about?
Yes, I mean, it's a unique story. It's a classic hero's journey in a way, and that journey, of course, hasn't finished. It's still going on. But we wanted to capture in real time. We were writing the book in real time as the events unfolded, because it was such an extraordinary, it is such an extraordinary piece of moment in history. And, I mean, the fact that he had practiced being the president of Ukraine in a fictional television program was just added a certain texture to the whole story. He even adopted the name of the television show as the name of his party, Servant of the People. And together with some of the other elements, it's just such an irresistible human experience. It's a perfect example of an ordinary man. I don't mean that disrespectfully, but an average Joe, a comedian. Okay, so not everybody's a comedian, although probably many people would like to think they are. But he sort of fell into the presidency by playing a president. Now, the thing that's really interesting about this to me, and one of the things that I admire about him, is when he was asked about why, you know, it was a sort of a generic question put to him, you know, why do you think you're going to be, why are you running for president? You've got no experience in politics. And his response was fantastic. He said, well, you don't have to have experience in politics. You just have to be a decent person.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you know, well, that's great. That's a terrific piece of wisdom. And, you know, bearing in mind that he had come from a Soviet-looking town where he was born in Kryvyi Rih, which is 500 k southeast of Kyiv, where he was bullied, you know, was threatened with being bullied at school. He managed that. And, of course, then he went on to be attempted to be bullied by Vladimir Putin. That's not working out too well for Putin either. And I just thought it was a fascinating story, and obviously it's the hottest topic in the world today.
There is a coordination between being a comedian and being the role that he's in today, because to be a comedian, you just don't decide to be one, as you said. Something has to take root within you, usually in early life or early days of life, that helps you succeed as a comedian. Did you find some element of Zelensky's any point in life where you sort of see that root starting to hit and take place as far as him becoming the Zelensky we're seeing today as a political leader?
Well, I think, as I say, he was brought up in a grunt town, and as we all know, the basis of humor has to be grounded in truth, otherwise it's not funny. And I think his early years imbued in him a need for justice, fairness, and the corruption in Ukraine gave him impetus, because it was in the very first episode of Servant of the People, which showed what, you know, got him started. He plays a teacher, and he has a short but very sort of powerful rant about the corruption of politicians. And that caught everybody's attention, and it was sent around, it became viral, as we say. And it eventually, that moment led directly, you can trace it from that, to his popularity, to his political grounding. I mean, even though he was acting, he was actually telling the truth. And I think people responded to that, and I think that was the moment that sparked his political ambition.
So with Andrew Urban, co-author with Chris McLeod of Zelensky, the unlikely Ukrainian hero who defied Putin and united the world, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And what Andrew and Chris do is to, they obviously focus mostly with President Zelensky, but they give you a lot of views and recount history of all that surrounding it. There's a lot of the sharing of the words of Zelensky, which people compare his actions to Winston Churchill. His communication skills certainly make you think of Ronald Reagan, maybe even further back, John F. Kennedy, as far as being able to connect, to motivate with your words. Also reading your book, too, I'm thinking Putin is never, ever going to understand Zelensky, because in every aspect, they are just simply polar opposites, aren't they?
Exactly. Yes, we make that point in the book because, you know, as we went through the material and compiled it and developed it, it was obvious that it was a perfect example of opposites not attracting. In personal and political sense, they're absolutely the opposites, as you say.
I think maybe the bumper sticker, if we want to call that, of what we're seeing is when Zelensky said, "I need ammo, not a ride." And it just seems like, I don't know if you believe in predetermined destiny, but this is a great reason to start believing in it, because of, could anyone else have been in this spot and accomplished what is being accomplished by this one man?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. That's a very good point, because let's face it, he was nowhere in the political scene before, and now he's a hero to the world. It's an extraordinary rise. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to just mention, if I may, Chris.
Sure.
Unprompted, but in this topic. In the book, one of the things that we point to, which is, I think, really important to know, is the failure of the U.S. and the U.K. to honor the contents of the 1994 Budapest Memorandum, as it's called, an agreement that was signed in 1994 with the United States of America, the Russian Federation, and the United Kingdom, in which Ukraine agreed to hand over its nuclear arsenal to the Russian Federation for destruction in return for this agreement of protection. And the three countries all signed it. Of course, the Russian Federation broke it by invading Ukraine. But the United States and the United Kingdom were not absolved from their responsibilities by the Russian Federation doing so. And yet, three of its articles were clearly broken. And yet, they did nothing. Now, I understand that the memorandum has no legal teeth. Nonetheless, Ukraine was entitled to rely on this as an expression of intent. And I gather that probably President Biden was badly advised by the intelligence community, because it was very easy for him and Boris Johnson to rely on that memorandum and stop the Russian invasion immediately. At the very start, they had an obligation to do so, certainly morally. And I think the fact that it wasn't done will go down in history as one of the greatest betrayals.
And that is one of the very important parts of this story that Andrew and his co-author, Chris McLeod, present, along with, I want to guide you, too, to a chapter called Consequences, because I keep hearing a lot of people saying when something is done against Russia, to limit them, to punish them, to cost them, well, it's just a little bit more should be done, a little bit given to Ukraine, more should be done. But what the chapter Consequences does, it shows how this has all become growing into a huge, larger and larger wrecking ball that is dead set aimed directly at Vladimir Putin. So it's, again, it's a full encompassing story. Certainly the star of the story is the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. But Andrew and his co-author present the history behind the story of both past and more recent history. And as if you needed any more reason to appreciate and be thankful that Volodymyr Zelensky is among those who are in this world doing what's right and encouraging other people to follow his lead, well, this is the book that'll do it. Zelensky, the unlikely Ukrainian hero who defied Putin and united the world, co-authored by Chris McLeod and my guest today, Andrew Urban. Andrew, fantastic job presenting a story in such a absorbing, easy to absorb, yet concise way for a lot of people to really appreciate what this moment of history that we're all living through, watching, observing, or living through it in the horrors that's happening in the Ukraine. Appreciate that for everything that you've done with this story and for being here today.
Chris, thank you very much. I appreciate your interest in it, and it was great talking to you.